Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life.
Good morning, sunshines. Welcome to day 268 of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Just because other people choose to do their life differently than you is never a personal attack on the way that you choose to do life. For instance, if you are someone who chooses to have children, those who celebrate their life without children are not attacking your way of living. There are pros to having kids and pros to not having kids. And there are no right or wrong answers. Things sometimes feel like a personal attack when we haven't allowed ourselves to feel confident or comfortable in our own decisions. But self-confidence can easily look like arrogance if you're not confident in yourself. I have been a vegetarian for 12 years, but I don't get attacked or really care when my friends eat meat in front of me. And I have converted more vegetarians with this kindness than any judgmental vegan has criticizing the ethics of every friend that orders the occasional pepperoni pizza. You're allowed to be different and still celebrate those wins. It's not an attack on you. I'm single, in my mid-30s, and I'm a woman with no prospects and no assets, but I have never been happier, truly. Do I feel personally attacked by my friends who are married and buying houses and have 3 kids? No, I'm fucking happy for them, genuinely. And yeah, of course, sometimes I do envy their lives, and I feel sad for some of the magic that I will miss out on, knowing that I might not have kids. But they also envy my single magic as well, because they've openly told me so. And y'all forget how magical the 4th nap of the day and eating Cheetos without grimy little hands in my bag really feels until you're around kids for too long. Genuinely though, there are perks to many lifestyles that you would hate to have, and cons to many lifestyles that you would love to have. Focus less on what you're missing out on, and focus in on what you actually have right now. And if there is something you genuinely feel like you have FOMO about and you are regretting that missing out on it, go after it. And if it's meant to be, it will happen for you. Listen to others. Expand your understanding of the world and how others do things that have literally no effect on you usually. And let people live their lives however they so choose, with appreciation instead of so much judgment. Someone else's diet or religion, their gender, their sexuality, their preferences, even their parental styles or their attitudes, frankly have nothing to do with you. Even if it's in direct confrontation with the way that you live your life, if you lead with curiosity and kindness and recognize that this world will spin whether you understand your neighbor or not, things get easier. And sure, there will be some underlying moral differences that we can't necessarily support even when we get curious, but when we approach those things with compassion and understanding that it's not usually from a place of hate, it's usually from a place of fear or ignorance, it makes it a lot easier to find common ground and ways to connect with these people, which is really our only hope when it comes to changing somebody, by opening their minds to more love and embracing that with curiosity. It's exhausting to dismiss everything that you don't understand, and if you continued to do that, you would cut yourself off of so many wonderful, beautiful cultures and ways of living. And just because you're born into a certain culture or you happen to do something a certain way doesn't mean the best way for you to embrace that culture or the way of doing things is some other way. You just happened to learn your way first. So open your mind and you might find more connections with something that resonates with you even deeper than the way you're already doing things. And as long as you are embracing these new cultures and these new habits and these new tasks and these new opinions and even new choices with love and understanding, then you can't really go wrong. Because the more we expand our horizons through embracing other people's way of doing things, the more beautiful those horizons get. And again, being judgmental really only hurts you in the long run. So open your mind and embrace the differences.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.